today says President Nixon has made what the newspaper calls an irrevocable decision to resign. Good day, I'm Steve Young reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The newspaper says its source for the story is, quote, an undaunted devotee of the president, and that the decision to resign was reached by the president very recently after great anguish. White House reaction reported now by CBS News White House correspondent Dan Rather.
Deputy News Secretary Gerald Warren would not flatly, in so many words, deny the story. Warren would only stand on what he said yesterday, quote, the president does not intend to resign. Warren admitted that he has not seen or talked with the president. White House News Secretary Ronald Ziegler has not been available for comment on the Providence Journal story, nor on another story in the Phoenix Gazette, saying that President Nixon intends to resign this afternoon. The source of the Providence Journal story is widely believed by other reporters to be Rabbi Korf, a longtime supporter of the president who is from Rhode Island and who saw President Nixon yesterday afternoon. Rabbi Korf has not been available for comment. Elsewhere in Washington, high-ranking Republicans in both the Senate and the House, none of whom would allow use of their names, were telling reporters that they expected a presidential resignation at any time. Dan Rather, CBS News, the White House.
The Providence newspaper is sticking to its story. Newspaper executive Ted Holberg says he has confidence in its authenticity because he has confidence in the reporter who wrote it.
Doug Wilson, who is a very experienced man and manager of our Washington Bureau, is absolutely certain that this source is unimpeachable and that he has assured me and that I am sure that this source is unimpeachable.
Republican Senator Edward Brooke of Massachusetts today was identified as one of several GOP senators acting on their own initiative who have sent the president a message urging him to resign.
I personally believe that the president, between now and the time that the Senate is called upon to vote for conviction or in removal from office, will step down. And I think that the time is now for him to do so, between now and the date that the House of Representatives takes its vote on impeachment.
We'll have more on impeachment after this message. Guarded statements that the president is under great psychological strain. They say one White House source has told them, quote, the president will not listen to anyone, not really listen. He's serene, I'd say serene, but not in touch with reality. Deputy White House News Secretary Gerald Warren said, anybody who is telling reporters that the president is not aware of the situation, those people have reached the point of unreality. Attorney General Saxby met with newsmen today. He said Congress must decide whether the American people want Mr. Nixon to be granted immunity from criminal prosecution.
Airchecks.com.